Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? This your boy Pity Pig. The title of my show today is called Where Have You Been, Pity Pig? Oh man, I know. It has been some time since I really just got back to my roots and got to my radio show. But just to be honest, man, I've been kind of confused. I've been really confused, to be honest, because I remember when I first started pursuing this journey that I'm on right now. I actually first started this show back in September 2011, and back then it was called Saving Athletes Respectfully. That's what I've been, and which stands for SOAR, and I've been going back and forth with it. Every since then, it's like, well, I don't want to seem like that I'm going to be a preacher. I don't want to seem like that I'm going to be a teacher. But then one time I was like, if I had to label myself as two, I'd rather be a teacher and not a preacher, because my lifestyle, I don't know if God would want me out here, you know, talking on things, but I always come back to God no matter what. But back then, that's how I started out, and I just would interview different people whom I felt like was successful, and I was trying to find my way in the world to be successful as well. And that's when I started to invest in myself, and that eventually led up to where I'm working now. And now I'm the number one DJ here in the West Texas area. I started out, I got hired full/part-time in 2014. And then after that, man, I just been skyrocketed off. And that's what you can just say, I just started to soar. And then now I've got promoted. I'm doing primetime hours now, now from 3 to 7 p.m. And all I can say, it's been a blessing, man. I've been number one, and I can tell you, hard work really does pay off. But if you let them ask me, if you ask the people I work with, some of them are talking about, oh, he's only number one because it's hip-hop. And I'm in a predominantly white area. You know what I'm saying? So you have to give me a little credit. You know what I'm saying? But with that being said, I've been trying to transition myself. It was like, yes, SOAR is my end goal. I want to be known. Well, my end goal is to be an actor, but I want to be known for something. I just don't want to be a normal person here in this entertainment world that you see, that you hear on radio, that you see on TV, and then you might hear me say something, but I want to be known for something. And that's why I've chosen this route to not only, it's not that I've given up on my SOAR company, but I'm starting to realize what it takes to actually build a company from the ground up. And doing so, it takes time and it takes patience. I remember when I decided to get up out of class and do away with school. At that time, I was working at Citibank, and I was like, I feel like God is telling me something. I need to get up and get up out of this class so I can work on my end goal, because I feel like I was just paying money just to go to school and then to get a piece of paper, to get a degree, then to get a job, to which that job is not guaranteed as well. So I was like, I might as well just invest in my own future and go my own way and then come back and get it how I want to instead of conform the way the society has made. I mean, prime example, look at Donald Trump. He just became president of the United States, said all kind of things, and he still made it. You know what I'm saying? But we all know, growing up black, you can't say certain things. You can't do certain things. That's why Barack Obama, they still talk so down about that man. And this man has pretty much lived a perfect life his whole life and still being perfect in the White House. You know what I'm saying? So, but if you look at the positive of it and all of that, you can really feel like you can do whatever it is that you really want to do. So that's just what I'm saying. It's not that I've been anywhere, but I've been focusing on how to further my career and soar. So that's why I just decided to, you know what, let me focus putting food on my table real quick, because I went 3 whole years investing in myself, not making no money, giving money out just so I can be on the air, giving money out just so I can do this, asking my wife, well, my girlfriend, who's my wife now, hey, can you give me $40 so I can pay for my Blog Talk Radio? I went to Wingstop, not Wingstop, but Wings to Go, Well, Hub City Wings, yeah, because my internet was cut off, and I had to go over there and act like I'm eating over there just so I can use their Wi-Fi. You know what I'm saying? Going to some of my other friends' house so I can use their Wi-Fi. And I was not getting paid to do radio. I didn't never get paid to do radio until I got hired to what I'm doing now. And now I don't even have to worry about money. And that gives me the same to some of these people around here, especially in Lubbock, talking about they want to do this and do that, but it's all about the money. Bro, it's not about the money. It's not about the money. Well, I'm going to need this, I'm going to need that. Man, I understand. But, man, you're going to have to get your full-time job, bro. Because once you got to have your business be cool first. You got to have people want to be a part of it first. You got to build your brand first. And then people walking around here trying to sell mixtapes. Don't nobody know you. Don't know, hey, man, let me get on the radio station, man. Let me do some promo, man. Man, you guys won't believe the stuff that I have to deal with nowadays. And I try to help some people out. But, man, but if you give people enough time, they will cut their own self off of your team. They will cut their own self off if you give them enough time. Because you want to know what? Most people talk about it. They don't really be about it. They don't. A lot of people love to sit around and smoke and drink and hear themselves talk. But as soon as the high go off, so do they. You know, there's a challenge going around right now. It's called the mannequin challenge. And that challenge right there just describes how most people are in their life, and that's the sad part about it. Most people are standing still while everybody is just moving around. And there's the mannequin challenge where everybody's standing still, then there's somebody walking in and say, oh, everybody's standing still. That's actually a really good one because sometimes some people can stand still, but somebody might bump them and they're moving. But all of a sudden, they think that person moving can get them to move. But in reality, no. It's not up to that person to get you to move. You got to get your own self to move. Everybody has something inside of them, man, and that's called a gift. It's a seed. How you water your seed is how that seed's going to grow. You reap what you sow. So if you're out there chasing the dream, man, I'm a prime example, man. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of got ahead of myself a little bit trying to get some money for SOAR and all of this. But then I had to think to myself, man, you know what? SOAR's not. Let me chill. Let me chill. Let me work. Let me focus on PDP. I've been working on PDP ever since, 2005. You know what I'm saying? Ever since I've had that name and going through tech and going to Arkansas, going to Florida, going to Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? I was like, let me focus on PDP. Let me focus on PDP first, because PDP right now has paved the way. You know, but overall, when I can get enough money to fund myself, kind of how Donald Trump funded his campaign, when I can have enough money to fund myself with SOAR, then I'm going to do so. But until then, I'm going to show people how to SOAR. So for the entrepreneurs that's growing up right now, man, get your full-time job. Get that paper. And then, but when you get off of that job, you got to work on that dream. Because that paper going to oversee the paper that you get in at your job. Because once you get it, a lot of people, I can't wait till I get my career. Then they start getting the first kind of paychecks. They're like, dang, man, is this what I got to look forward to for the rest of my life? And that's why some people go into the entrepreneurship is because, man, I can't do this every 2 weeks or once a month or whatever it is when you get paid. But it is a difference when you do got a career. It's a pro and a con because you can work weekends and then it's like, man, I can't get no overtime or no nothing. You know what I'm saying? But when you check in hourly, then you can get that overtime and you can do things like that. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, no matter what you done or what you done been through, just keep trying to stay true. And slow motion beats no motion any day. That rabbit, yeah, man, that rabbit gets to where he's going fast. But when you slow and steady like a turtle, I'm going to get there and I'm going to be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're on the right track, you're still going to get passed up if you just sit there. You know what I'm saying? So where have I been, man? I've been thinking of a master plan. You know what I'm saying? And that master plan was me to take care of my home first, make sure my wife is straight, make sure my kid is straight, make sure I'm mentally straight, and trying to figure out how I'm going to achieve my goal. You know what I'm saying? It's not about the quantity. It's about the quality of work. You got to have quality of work. You know what I'm saying? And me and one of my friends named Caden did a pregame show before one of Texas Tech game, and man, that was a great thing. That was a great idea right there, man. That might be something that me and him both might have to look into next year around at Tech. And that's another thing. You know what I'm saying? I've had my wife interview a couple people here around in Lubbock, Texas. So it's like I've still been moving with SOAR. I've still been moving with it, but I just haven't been moving as strong as I once was before, and it led me to this position. But you know what I've been trying to tell myself lately? I have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. You know, with that being said, now it's like, you want to know what? Now I feel like God has been talking to me, and I've been feeling like I've been having some extra time. So that's why I'm like, you know what? I need to go ahead and do a show, let everybody know where I've been, and we're going to go ahead and get the ball back up and rolling. You know what I'm saying? So that just tells you guys, you know, where I've been at, man. I've been 104.9 The Beat, the number one radio personality here in Lubbock, Texas. About to be the number one radio personality in Texas. My goal is to be the number one in the world, and I'm gonna get that, Craig. Number one flight security. Yeah, I'm gonna get there. You know what I'm saying? You can go to my website. It's pdp.online. And also, there's three teams, and just to let y'all know what's going on in the world, there's three teams that's talking about they're not going to stay at Trump's hotel no more. There's three NBA teams said they're not going to stay at Trump's hotels no more whenever they travel to them cities, and the teams are the Milwaukee Bucks, Memphis Grizzlies, and Dallas Mavericks. They plan to stay elsewhere when traveling to New York City and Chicago to play the Knicks, Nets, and the Bulls. I mean, whew, it's kind of a tough one, but, you know, you can't really blame them, man. And when a man talks about hate and stuff like that, you know, and you have a choice to stay where you want to stay and put your team in places, so you don't want to feel that, you don't want to fund that person's business that who's known to say stuff about women, say stuff about, you know, African Americans, Mexicans, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I can kind of respect it. Also, do y'all keep up with the Kardashians, just like everybody else in the world? Her name is not Kardashian, but her name is Jenner. You know, Kylie Jenner. She's dating Tyga, the rapper. Tyga. Oh, man. Kanye West said he was smart. He got in early. But anyways, Kris Jenner, Kylie Jenner, she fired her mom, who's a manager. Kris Jenner, she fired her because she said she's probably going to be a billionaire before 25. So she cut her mom off, and she has Kylie Cosmetics that sells out within minutes. I actually personally follow her on Snapchat, and she's the number one Snapchat in the world. She's like the number one girl in the world. And her sister, Kendall Jenner, has deleted her Instagram. Some man bought her a Rolls Royce for her 21st birthday. Golly. I can just imagine being these kids nowadays and got all them millions of dollars. And I'm sure it's hard to stay sane. But we all know Kylie Jenner looks totally different than what she used to look like. I mean, if you ask me, she probably should just go back to being a everyday type of girl and just wear everyday type of clothes, because at the end of the day, I know sex sells, but you don't want to be girl material. You want to be wife material, you know what I'm saying? Also, what y'all know about Saved by the Bell? Saved by the Bell. Y'all remember Peter Engel, he was the executive producer. He told Fox 411 what it's really like working on a classic show. He said people bumped heads. It was not so fine and dandy whenever they were there. But he said whenever somebody broke up with one another, yes, it was awkward for a few days. But on Fridays, whenever the audience would come in, he said it was just like a party. It was the best times of his life. And, hey, I can see Saved by the Bell was one of my favorite shows. And Screech was actually a little younger on all of that. You know, Dustin Diamond came out with that sex tape. I don't know what he was thinking. But Peter Engel, the executive producer of Saved by the Bell, said Dustin Diamond just wanted to – he was just looking for fame. And he feels sorry for him and wish him nothing but the best. You know, Dustin Diamond got arrested, stabbed a man in the salon, had a sex tape. And things like that. But that's one of my favorite shows. Also, you can catch me tonight on 104.9 The Beat. You can get our app, 104.9. Go to your Google Play Store. Go download our app, 104.9 The Beat. You can go to my website, pdp.online, to stay up to date on my things. I have an app coming to you guys as well. And I just wanted to update you and let you know where I've been. Not going to take too much more of your time. Put on some music. PDP.online, and go ahead and tune in at prom time, 3 to 7 at 104.9 The Beat. Hey, make sure you do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. If somebody can talk you out your dream, then that's not your dream, player. And I'm out. Stay true. Keep God first. You feel me? Aha! Uh-huh.